Good day, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the up-to-the-minute weekly finance news wrap for Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. Today we're delving into the latest Australian industry buzz, from property to insurance updates and shifts in the auto loan and electric vehicle sectors. We begin with Melbourne. The forecast suggests the property market could soon shift gears. Will this aid our first home buyers? Domain's data indicates that the median house price might dip below the $1 million mark within the year. Melbourne seems to wear the brunt of the predicted 4 to 8% price decline. What's driving this? A cocktail of factors: interest rate hikes, wavering buyer confidence, tax uncertainties, and cautious investors. But keep in mind, the lower prices are a result of diminishing borrowing capacity, not increased affordability. The market may soften, but buying a house is no less expensive. It's a call for high-level planning, knowing your numbers, and staying finance ready. Sydney may also see negligible declines, while Brisbane, Adelaide, and Perth are set for growth. In another development, a significant shift is underway in Australia's insurance sector. The Insurance Council of Australia is looking to boost consumer protection. They've put forward a new General Insurance Code of Practice in draft, set to refine claim handling and provide stronger support for the vulnerable. Critically, this change might extend to automatic acceptance of specific claims after 12 months. It's an era of enhanced transparency and accountability, but the final version is yet to be firmed up during ongoing consultations. Let's shift gears to motorbike buyers. The June loan rate data is out, and it shines a light on the vast range of loan rates available. You can find competitive offers in the mid 5% range, cruising right up to a staggering 29%. So don't overlook the importance of comparing all your options and doing your homework. Understand your credit profile, the type of motorcycle you're aiming for, and above all, your capacity to manage repayments. Finally, revving up the electric vehicle market, Chery is gearing up to make waves with their compact Q model. This new entrant is poised to shake up the budget electric vehicle arena, challenging the likes of BYD's Atto One, currently Australia's most affordable EV. Watch this space, as Chery's arrival might just bring more Australians into the EV fold. A quick reminder, as always, to consider the total ownership costs, including insurance and financing. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more detailed insights. That's it from us. Till next time, stay sharp and financially savvy, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off for Financial Services Online's weekly finance news wrap.